The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
The Labour Leadership Contest is underway. It's a pleasure to welcome TD for Tipperary, Labour Party. Congratulations on his re-election. Alan Kelly has put his hat in the ring. Do you have a lock on this, Alan?
Yeah, I don't think so. There will be a contest, and I want to wish Aon, who's throwing his hat into the ring, I want to wish him the best of luck. A very fine candidate in his own right. So I look forward to engaging.
But not sufficient luck to win or anything.
Well, sure, look, it's a contest. I'm in a contest, and I relish contests, always have. So I'm looking forward to it. I know the membership of the party, so I'm really looking forward to getting around and meeting them all. Genuinely, because we really need to have a chat amongst ourselves, big time.
Now, before we come to your pitch as to what you'd like to do as Labour leader, what is the electoral college exactly?
Well, it depends on how many people end up being paid up. It could be up to over 4,000. We'll see. We'll know.
One person, one vote?
Yes. We were the first party to bring that into the state.
So there's no college of balancing rights of unions or anything like that?
We're not Fine Gael, Ivan.
No, but the Labour Party in Britain momentum
it's
and so
one,
on.
It's one person, one vote.
Right. Now, first of all, what do you think you can do different? Because you were a member of the government that was so unpopular for the period. You were in actually the department for water charges and so on. You were under a lot of pressure at the time. I mean, surely the same malaise of the legacy of the crash, and I know Brendan's line about the arsonist and the fire, you know, rescue people being blamed, but like you suffer the same problem.
Well, that's your opinion, Ivan. I don't agree with it. I suppose you asked me a direct question. What do I bring? I think I bring conviction. I think I bring energy. I think I bring, I suppose, a drive. If you look at what I've done over the last 4 years, I think I've gained an awful lot from the last 4 years being in opposition. Anything I do with from a position of strength. If there's an issue that needs to be, you know, chased, if there is a demand, I will fight for people. I'll bring that to the party. If it's energy is needed, I will bring energy to rebuilding our party and repositioning our party. And we have an awful lot of work to do. But Ivan, also, there are a cohort of people out there who we now are coming to a stage where we've nearly full employment in the state, as people call it anyway. There are a cohort out there listening to your show, and you have a huge listenership. And there are people, many of them in the ballpark of my own age, who are working.
What age are you?
I'm 44.
Right.
Working very hard, but also worrying. Worrying an awful lot about how they're going to meet various different payments, worrying about their standard of living, commuting, whole issue in relation to house ownership, all the range of issues there. And really, that's the bread and butter issues, which probably we need to refocus on. We did a huge amount over the last number of decades. The whole social agenda in this country has been changed by the Labour Party. I think we can claim more credit than anyone for that. Even when it wasn't popular, we were chasing those issues. But now it's back to basics for us, Ivan. It's back to bread and butter issues. It's back to what working people are really thinking about.
Or I'm hearing you, but my text machine is saying the Labour Party is an irrelevance. Sinn Féin et al. Have eaten your lunch. Millennials have gone elsewhere.
Well, you know, I given what we got in the last election, the percentage of people who are going to be texting in saying that doesn't surprise me. Having said that, over a period of time, I'm absolutely determined to ensure that the Labour Party comes back as a force in the country. I think our values are very solid. They haven't changed. I think how we have managed what we do, how we've communicated, all of that is vastly needs to improve. I think during the last election, for instance, we had some of the best policies, very good manifesto, but being honest with you, the doors weren't open for us. We need to now, on the first phase of our redevelopment, open the doors again and start having the conversation. And do you know what, Ivan? The biggest way we need to do that is through sheer hard work. And what was really good for me today was with the volume of people who were there with me, standing beside me, obviously Willie Penrose, Jan O'Sullivan, all the councillors. I want to thank in particular Duncan Smith, our freshly minted TD from Dublin Fingal, and Sean Sherlock, my good friend from Cork, for nominating and seconding me. But there was an energy in the room, an ambition in the room, which I haven't seen in a long time. And I really appreciated that.
Okay, now, the last Labour leader said that they weren't going to enter government. Are there any circumstances on this occasion in the 33rd Dáil you'd change your mind as leader?
No.
No. Not I under don't. Any circumstance, no. Even if we're faced with another election.
I don't. If we're faced with another election, we'll face that as a party. I don't see that a situation where we went out with 70 TDs as the worst election result in the history of our party and have now come back with 60 TDs as any mandate to enter government. And I think, you know, that's just a basic fact. I don't think we're in a position to enter a government at all.
In this day and age, you know, when you look at the constituencies, 39 constituencies, 12 of them are in Dublin. Dublin is growing very fast. It's where the population base, I think, Fianna Fáil and Labour, to a lesser extent, suffered from not having a Dublin leader. Surely you need a Dublin leader simply because that's where the numbers are. That's where the voters are.
I don't accept that at all. I lived in Dublin for a decade. I worked in Bord Fáilte and Fáilte Ireland for many years. Lived here with my wife, Regina. I was in three different constituencies here in Dublin. I know all the issues of that are faced in Dublin, but we've issues all over the country. As a society, we've an increasing rural-urban divide. There are huge issues in rural Ireland, which I'm very aware of also as well, and that constituency can't be forgotten about. But furthermore, in relation to Dublin, many of the issues that need to be solved in other parts of the country are as a result of the policies that have ensured that Dublin is so congested and actually living in Dublin can be so difficult. And they're the issues that really need to be dealt with. And they're very similar issues, which I spoke about at the beginning when I came in here, in relation to those people bordering around my age who are worrying all the time. They're travelling so much. They have issues as regards managing childcare, issues as regards managing work, issues as regards education facilities. Nurses I know travelling on the train to Dublin from my own constituency to work. Like they're living to work. That is not acceptable. This is the constituency that the Labour Party is all about. But we are going to reconnect with those, Ivan.
No, but what about the issue of fragmentation of the left? I mean, you have Solidarity, you have People Before Profit, you have Independence for Change, you have the Sock Dems, you have the Workers' Party, you have the Labour Party, and of course you have the elephant in the room now, Sinn Féin. What are you going to do to stop the splintering and fragmentation of the left?
Well, you know, the fragmentation of the left obviously has happened over a considerable period of time. Being honest with you, whether Sinn Féin are actually a party of the left, that's a first separate debate which we don't have time for today.
Are you saying you mightn't be a party of the left?
No, I said whether Sinn Féin are a party that's a very different debate which we don't have time for today. However, having said that, the Labour Party is a proud history. As Willie Penrose said today at my launch, he said, we're not going anywhere and we are going to grow. We are going to adopt the policies that meet with the people's concerns which are manifested in the last election. I outlined an awful lot of them today. And we are going to engage with people in the constituencies, in the communities, in the housing estates, on the farms, and everywhere else across Ireland in order to bring back our party. But it's not just about bringing back the Labour Party. It's about dealing with the issues in a realistic and honest way. Some of the policies put forward by that party you must referenced earlier on, I cannot see in any way of adding up sums that it is possible to do everything that they promised. We don't engage in that type of populist politics. We will always be honest and straight with the people.
You see, the point is this, that ultimately, say you won in a future election under your leadership 20 seats. I mean, obviously to implement policies you have to go into government. You've had a couple of swipes there at Sinn Féin. Do I take it that you're not actually in favour of coalescing at any point with Sinn Féin?
No, I would never say that. But I mean, because politics is moving so fast, you couldn't say that, absolutely. But in reality, politics is moving so quickly. That's what gives me such hope. That's why I know the Labour Party will be coming back. It'll be coming back because as a force, we will now engage in a different way for the real issues, with different leadership, with conviction, with courage, with lots of energy, both inside the Dáil, and if I am elected leader, I intend to spend as much time inside the Dáil and outside the Dáil engaging with people, because people need to meet the public out there need to engage and meet with the people who are representing them in Leinster House, and I think that's something that we need to push an awful lot in the future.
Okay, lots of texters wishing you well and hoping that you win, but Jay says, sorry to say that people have not forgotten Alan Joan and Labour over how they behaved, especially during the crash. Time for change.
Well, you know, as I say, you said that I have swipes at Sinn Féin an awful lot, but I heard in one interview there recently, one of their people who was interviewed mentioned change 16 times but didn't substantiate how they were going to pay for anything or how they were going to do anything. We'll always have swipes like that. We're a small party at this stage. We haven't had a good election. What we're going to do is we're going to renew with vigour, to considering the values that we have, our position, and we're going to rebuild. We're going to get out there, engaging with people, dealing with the real issues, which I outlined at length today. I haven't had much time to do so here now, but I will at some future date, I hope, and re-engage with people in order to show that the Labour Party is there to represent working people. Let me just be very clear about this, because I come from a long Labour Party background. The Labour Party is the party of work. If I become leader of the party, and if when we re-engage with the people in such a situation, it'll be all be about the people who work. The people who work out there are struggling. The people who work are struggling to pay their bills. They're worried all the time. They're working and they're worried. And yet they're the people who are paying the taxes for the majority. They're my target. They're the people we had so much energy in the room with all the people, all the councillors today, and all the former TDs and current TDs. They are the people we are going to target into the future, and we're going to rebuild this party to represent them. And you know what? We want to represent them, and if we represent them, then electoral success will come afterwards.
Okay, now everyone gets that you're a vigorous campaigner fighting for Vicky Phelan and others, and that you're a very vigorous constituency operator. You don't come from a typical trade union background. You know, your brother is allegedly very wealthy. You run well-oiled machine campaigns and so on. What will be the relationship with SIPTU? Because, you know, when I think of a lot of Labour people, I think of Paul Bell, I think of Brendan Corish and Brendan Howland and so on. They actually, you know, a lot of Jed Nash were members of the Transport and General Workers Union. What will be your relationship with the trade union movement?
I've spoken to so many people who are members of the trade union movement today, yesterday and the day before, all encouraging me to run, all wishing me the best. You see, I suppose I went into to work in ABP meets at 15 years of age, and I joined the union. My father was in the union. All my family were involved in the union. When I joined Fáilte Ireland Board, Fáilte as it was then, I became the rep in there. I have a long history.
So you'll continue with the association?
I have a long history. I think trade unions are more important now with the gig economy than they've ever been. And my relationship with all trade unions, I've worked very closely.
But you know the way SIPTU funds the Labour Party?
That's not the case anymore.
Is it not?
So, I mean, that all changed a number of years ago. But my relationship, the unions are far more important now than they've ever been. In relation to the gig economy, we have to work very closely with them. And I have to acknowledge that we did a huge amount of work with them over the last number of years. For
Final
instance,
question.
We need to bring in more registered employment agreements for people in the hospitality sector, home care workers, etc., etc.
Okay.
And I'm fully 100%
Final question is one of temperament. You haven't been called AK-47 for nothing. I mean, like, you're seen to be a very tough, almost aggressive type of person. As minister, you were seen to be very, very tough with people who you had to deal with. Do you think you have the sensitivity and the temperament to be leader?
Yeah, I do. You know, the most sensitive issue I ever dealt with was the cervical check issue. And to say it, you know, would influence it, my politics would be true, but to say it would influence my life would be even bigger. And, you know, I deal with an awful lot of issues, but that certainly, I got to meet so many different people. It certainly had a huge impact on me. But by and large, I suppose, you said something earlier on there, Ivan. You know, politicians are human beings. They're emotional, they're vulnerable. And yes, when I see an injustice or I need to fight for somebody, I do so in a formidable way. And that's why I will do so for the Labour Party as well. But also, when engaging with people, I engage with people all the time. I've been lucky enough to be elected in every election I've stood for to date, with the thanks of the people. But when you engage with people, you obviously have to engage with them on the level with whatever issue there is. And when you have to fight with conviction, but when also you need to represent them in other ways, I can do so, and I have done so, and I will do so if I become leader of the party.
Okay, we wish you well, and we thank you for joining us live in studio. Alan Kelly, Labour Party TD for Tipperary, and one of two candidates, with Eoin O'Riordan, who we'll be talking to later, who is looking for Labour Party votes to become leader of that oldest party in the history of the state.